Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Thanks for choosing us. Larry Richard with Marty Griffin. And a very important conversation.
Well, I mean, outside of Pittsburgh, teen violence, Larry, teen shootings up about 40% around the country, teen homicides up around 30% around the country. Larry, you know this, my man. We talk about this twice a week.
Yeah, honestly, if you pay attention to the news, every night of the week there's another young person shot or being shot in some part of our community.
Think of how much time, Larry, we've talked about the Schuman Center, man. Seriously. And how much time we spent with judges and lawyers and cops. We don't know what to do about this. It is one of the biggest problems facing America today. It really is. Love the fact that we have this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to try and find some clarity. Good morning, Doctor. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How are you doing?
Fabulous.
We're with Dr. Daniel Salahuddin, and a psychiatrist and a doctor with UPMC, and working very closely with the Stow Rocks Family Health Center.
Love it.
Specifically about gun violence and traumatic stress. And as Marty suggested, Doctor, this is such a critical issue. And what can be done to help curb this violence?
Yeah, so thank you so much for having me on. And so what you're asking is a critical question. And so one of the things that's really important to keep in mind is that gun violence does not happen in a vacuum. That means that gun violence does not just occur in isolation. There are so many factors that contribute to gun violence. And when we take a look at actually the driving factors that contribute to gun violence, a lot of them boil down to factors within our environment. So access to safe housing, educational opportunities for secure employment, education, food, access to food. So all of these things that fulfill our basic needs as human beings, when that is not being really fostered, or when there's a hole, when there's a void in that, then that can be really, really, that can set the stage for a lot of, that can set the stage for gun violence.
Hey, Doctor, I think we have to be fair about this too. We always get this is what they do, this is how they act, and what they're doing is making racial comments about kids in black communities. But in fact, I always say this, every single mass shooting in America trails back to a white kid in a successful family in a flourishing neighborhood. So this isn't just about poor black kids, is it, sir?
Not at all. Gun violence is an issue that affects all of us. And I think that is the big thing that needs to be drawn from this conversation. This is an issue that is impacting everyone. Certainly there are disproportionate rates of who is impacted by gun violence, and that needs to be paid attention to. But at the same time, we need to make sure that we are aware of the fact that gun violence impacts all of us, and that we are collectively living in a society that sets the tone that allows for that to happen.
Hey, Doc, this is such a big area. It's like someone saying to an oceanographer, hey, man, map the entire ocean. You know, I mean, it's such a big problem. How the hell do you drill down on this, Doc? And what do you focus on to try and find some reasonable solutions and a pathway to some kind of success here?
Yeah, absolutely. So currently, again, this is a huge task. And so by no means is this going to be solved by a one solution. You know, this is a multi-layered issue with so many different variables, so entrenched in the history of this country. And when we talk about different policies, when we talk about racism, when we talk about redlining, there's so many aspects at play here. I can share a little bit more about some of the work that I'm doing from the mental health standpoint to try to address the issue. And so I'm currently working on a project that's looking to increase the community-based supports for mental health services for individuals who have been impacted by gun violence. So currently, we have a great infrastructure for hospital-based violence intervention programs. That's to say, if an individual is hospitalized or in the emergency room following a firearm injury, they do a really good job of connecting that patient with resources to be able to prevent retaliation or mitigate or decrease the situation, de-escalate, I should say, but also to help the patient be able to be on the best path moving forward. The issue is, a lot of times, you know, these folks when they're in the hospital are in shock. You know, if you've just been shot, you may be dealing with a physical injury. You may not even be aware of any mental health needs that you may have, even if a psychiatrist or a social worker or a therapist is coming to you at the bedside in the hospital. That may not necessarily sink in as a need for you until 3 months, 6 months, even years down the line, because that's just the nature of trauma, specifically if they were to manifest like anxiety, depression, or post-traumatic stress disorder. And so the goal of my project is to really be able to talk with different organizations in the community who are working on addressing gun violence and see how we can, number one, address these upstream drivers that are influencing gun violence. So that's what I was mentioning earlier about the housing policy, education, food insecurity, so basic human needs, how we address that, but also creating an infrastructure and a mental health system that is really designed for individuals who have been impacted by gun violence, who are experiencing the effects of chronic marginalization and racism in our society in a way that is accessible and also meets them where they are. Because just having been in mental health even though it has not been too long at this point, still relatively early in my career, I've seen enough through personal and professional experiences to know that the mental health system, while it helps a lot of folks, it can also leave a lot of folks behind.
What do you suggest that individuals do? I'm familiar with the Neighborhood Resilience Project in the Hill District.
That priest is your friend. He's a fantastic.
Father Paul Abernathy, have a trauma team that goes out in the community after a shooting, because it's not just the victims and their immediate family. The community is traumatized by this gun violence.
Absolutely. Gun violence leaves ripples. So it's not just the person who is directly impacted. It's the people who are witnessing the violence. It's the people. Even, you know, one of the things, I'm talking to a lot of community leaders over the course of this project, and one of the most poignant things that was said is that the gun fires both ways. And so I think as a society, we're so quick to dismiss perpetrators of gun violence, where at the same time, it could be either one, you know, it could be either one. Oftentimes, it does end up being that way, unfortunately. And so that's something that we have to continue to keep in mind. But also, you know, there are families, communities. So it truly leaves ripple effects that are felt throughout. And one of the other things that leads to, unfortunately, what we found is, you know, when there's been so much violence, has been so pervasive, that leads to such a deep sense of grief that becomes deeply intertwined with chronic trauma. And that leads to a concerning pattern of the normalization of gun violence. And so it's almost like the more this happens, the more numb we become to it, because of the fact that, you know, humans can only take so much. And so we have different ways of, our nervous system has different ways of protecting us.
Where can people reach out to learn more about your work?
So a great way to learn about my work is, so Neighborhood Resilience Project, they are one of our community partners, and so they are absolutely one of the biggest champions there. And so I would say that they would be the organization to reach out to learn more directly. But rest assured, this work, once I'm finished with the project, I will certainly be out in the community and we'll be discussing the findings. I want everybody to really be aware of what's going on, how we can continue to move forward together in a way that includes all of us and make sure that we are all accepting our part and contributing towards solution to this massive issue.
Dr. Daniel Salahuddin, psychiatrist, UPMC, and Stow Rocks Family Health Center. Thank you for the work you're doing.
Yeah, Doc.
On behalf of
all
of us.
We love that you care so much, man. It's very, very cool.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me.
And you can learn more by the neighborhoodresilience.org. If you go to that website, they are connected, as the doctor indicated, the family and trauma that goes along with this is something that we all need to be focused on. And these people are out there every day trying to make a difference.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.